Hi, my name is Lisa Adler. I'm co-artistic producing director at Horizon Theater Company and director and dramaturg for Third Country.
Hello, I'm Suhaila Alatar. I'm an actor and a writer here in Atlanta, and I'm also the playwright for Third Country.
Third Country takes a look at, we were inspired by the town of Clarkston, Georgia, which is known to have the most diversified refugee population in a small area, 1.1 square miles. And
my God, is that small?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 1.1 square miles. And they have, I think they say somewhere over 54 languages spoken in that area. And we took a look at that. And the story that I'm writing is about a fictional town, much like Clarkston. The name that I have for it right now is Sidington, Georgia. And we're taking a look at the people who are affected by it. We have two refugees, one who's been in the country for a long time on his way to a citizenship, one who's just arrived. We have a new agent for the resettlement agencies. We have the mayor. We have a local resident. And we have the executive director of a resettlement agency. And these are the people whose stories we're following and how they're dealing with this new acclimation of this new kind of population in a small town.
Now, Horizon Theater commissioned this play.
Mm-hmm. Lisa approached me in 2010, and she had read Outcast United, which was written by Warren St. John, and she had wanted to adapt that to stage. But Outcast United was held by movie rights, so we couldn't touch any of that, so we had to come up with our own story, which in the end I think has worked out for the best.
We went to Clarkston last year. They had this, what was the name of the documentary? America by the Numbers. We went to that. We knew about the response, the mixed response to Outcast United. You know, both the book and this documentary were pretty controversial in Clarkston. There were a lot of people thought they were great, and a lot of the people thought that it misrepresented the town.
Even the AJC articles were, yeah. The New York Times article, the AJC articles. I mean, this town has been tapped and tapped and tapped and tapped.
So we were hoping to be able to tell a story that tried to be as fair as we could to both sides, and that when people came to see it, they wouldn't say, oh, that's the truth, that's the mayor, that's the refugee settlement worker, but that the essence of the story felt like the truth to them on whatever side they were on.
Can you tell me about these two opposing sides, or these two sides that are
rubbing
up against each other?
Well, I think there's the longtime residents who've been there, you know, them there all their lives, both black and white, or people that moved into a community that was one thing, and then refugees come in and suddenly it's a whole different kind of community.
I mean, really, the two opposing forces that you're talking about are the resettlement. It's all the agencies. It's the agencies. It's the city council. It's the resettlement agencies. The residents, both refugee and the longtime residents, were sort of left to themselves to try to figure things out while the bigger agencies were battling over the land and battling over what was happening there and who was responsible for the degradation of the community.
The play has already seen a few stage readings, one taking place in Clarkston. What was the community response to that?
It was really great. I think that it was, we had a lot of people from Clarkston, from our audience as well, my board members and people from the service agencies that came. And I was pleasantly surprised. I thought they had a fantastic response. They were extremely helpful in helping us flesh out the questions that still had to be answered about the script, helping with specific facts that we had in it. And I think that was really interesting was we did it in the Clarkston Community Center, which is where part of the play is actually set. And so it was really, there was a scene in which we have at the end of the play where we have the first community organizing meeting. And it was really powerful because it was taking place in a place where that actual event would have taken place or could have taken place. One person said, it felt very raw to me. Uh-huh. I appreciated it, and it was the truth. But I can't say it was easy to listen to it. But I feel like you tried to tell the truth.
Can you tell me about what you learned, what you took away from working on this project?
I worked with the Women in War Project with Synchronicity in 2004 and 2005. And one of the main things I learned on that project was do not go into anything expecting to know the story. And what I was reaffirmed with this experience is that idea. Just don't go looking for a story to create. If you go in and listen to people, the story will reveal itself. And that's the most important thing that you can do.